Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? My name is Joel Castro, and this is a Millennial's Third Eye, and Candace is here, co-host, for doing another one. What's up?
What's good? What's good, everybody? Good to be here again.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome back. This is New Earth. Welcome to New Earth. I did a spiritual joke.
Look, yeah, I caught that.
I was trying to get my headphones on, and I had to play a song because I was on the phone. I was like, okay, hold on. I just clicked that one. It kind of worked out pretty well.
Nice. As it always does.
As it always does. Tis the season. So what have you been up to, Candace?
Wow. A lot of growth.
A lot of growth?
A lot of life's growth. A lot of growth. Growing.
Growth. Okay.
A lot of growth.
Gotcha.
Yes. It's been good. God, I don't even know when the last time it is we did the podcast to, like, catch up since then. But life has been interesting. it's like old cycles repeating itself.
Yep.
That's where I'm kind of at in life at the moment. Just things, you know, old history coming back, and a lot of growth from it, though. A lot of growth, a lot of learning, a lot of love, a lot of understanding. It's weird. It's kind of like redoing the whole awakening all over again, but not. You know what I mean? Like, there's like a whole nother layer and aspect to it.
Yeah. Welcome back to class, everyone. Those of you who graduated from sixth grade. Some of you have a couple more things to learn in this class, and we're going to boost you up to the next one. Sorry you didn't pass that lesson, but it's not that you didn't pass. You actually are in the college class, because this is where you get the extra credit for the pieces of knowledge that you didn't get before. Yeah, it's been interesting. I don't know. I was drawn intuitively, and also because of the conversations that have been going on, that it's time to bring back some knowledge, and also what's going on with this collective energy and ascension energy. So we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you bring anything interesting to tonight's episode?
I did, but for like the second half.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just asking.
I got some tarot readings, but we'll do that a little bit later. A couple of tarot scopes for the different zodiac signs. So that'll be fun and interesting.
Very good. Very nice. I'm not sure
what
I want to start with.
That's something that I've been growing, doing more of, and doing it for myself. And not for, like, other people, but, like, for myself, you know?
Mm. You've been doing what for yourself?
Well, I've been doing, like, the tarot scopes, you know, for, like, the different signs and, you know, for the collective. But I've been making it and doing it just for me and then putting it out there for people, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on, but there's definitely, like, a timeline jump. I'm being introduced to, like, the new evolution of – there's, like, the astrological chart of Earth and where you should live or something. And then there's new things I haven't heard before. I'm like, great, there's more of stuff to possibly get into. When
there's so many, like, wormholes.
Yeah. Hey, just when you thought – You were done learning and there's nothing left. There's another thing. But it seems to be interesting. I want to look into astral planet chart of where the ley lines are. I remember when I was going through the awakening and I would come across these galactic individual people that worked on apparently the grids. And I never got into that.
Oh,
I got
into
galactic shit and stuff, but I never understood, didn't get the grid stuff. I read someone with that and she had a lot of issues and ego stuff and she didn't like the messages and she pulled some ego shit on me. And it was quite interesting. I was like, well, this is the point here. Some people, they want to make sure that they're just focusing on the one thing and hear what they want to hear. But, what's been going on with me?
Sure.
Candace, ask me. Ask me a question.
Ask you a question. What have you been up to, Joe? What's new in your world?
Why, thank you for asking. It's been interesting. I'm returning back to
I love you.
Thank you for asking. Thank you, my friend. I've been going back to some stuff I have not, I don't know how to explain it. There's things I used to do on social media more effortlessly. I think I was more in the flow for sure. And over time, it kind of fell out due to, I don't know, life lessons. And then I came back not so quickly because it's trials and tribulations. And what happens in our journey, depending on the person, is that we learn and grow and make the choices and we have to evolve and there's different things. And I decided to, I don't know, I got frustrated with Facebook and I was stuck on my computer trying to figure out the next thing that would bring me happiness. And I think that's kind of where I'm still at now that I think about it in a different way. But I wound up deleting the whole page and I guess we're starting over in different avenues. I'm on TikTok now. I'm on YouTube once in a while. I'm trying to figure out how to do these. And I think that the problem is I'm not really in the flow as much as I think I am. And I'm not feeling the vibration and vibe as I would like to. And it's like pressuring the happiness, joy. So there's a lot with the collective energy right now. Do you want to start with some stuff that you have? You want to start with stuff, or do you want me to start with stuff? We'll talk about a bunch of ascension stuff. So we'll start with this ascension, soul awakening, collective message of what's going on right now. So there's going to be individuals right now that are going to be challenged emotionally and vibrationally, and this is the awareness of the newer it's enhancing emotions. So if you're going through feelings and vibes, it's going to be a lot more intense in different areas. You might also feel at times that it's a new intense emotion that you're like, this is a new emotion in general. I don't even know what this is and why it won't go away. It's gonna be interesting, and just find yourself and just do your best to not focus on it. And as much as I tell you that, you're probably gonna focus on it, so just know you're gonna be okay. This is also a vibrational time where a lot of people are gonna be asking questions, and you're gonna get answers, and you want to ask more questions. So that's normal too. Try to get some rest and take in as much as you can, and be excited to look for answers and questions, and you'll find me or other places. Just keep doing what your intuition's doing. There's also going to be times of hard decisions, but this is going to be an opportunity for you to learn within those timelines. I talk about timelines. Timelines are realities and choices and decisions, and we're going to make choices to go to other higher vibrational timelines and bring you to higher vibrational consciousness and dimensions. Dimensions are consciousness. So you're working on your body is going through a transformation. And sometimes as much as you want to get to the answers or direction, it's more or less also about time and days. But it's really about looking for those answers and finding people that you resonate with to feel safe and comfortable with, because there's a part of this journey that you need to look outward and trust your intuition and ask questions without fear. Astrologically, I'm not an astrologer, so I'm more of a metaphysical life coach and intuitive of the times. This is what my guides are bringing forward. This is quite interesting because a lot of people are still coming in with questions about topics that have been here, and it's okay to take your pace. Remember that we all kind of learn our own pace, and if someone goes down into a rabbit hole, which is a topic of intensities, it's okay. You can get lost in that. Just have fun and realize you're going to be all right. This is about fear and letting go of fear and conquering your reality. We all create our own reality. As much as it sounds easy and fun, you'll find that
it's not.
Manifesting, creating your own reality is like, it's exciting and real, but it takes time to learn more about what that is. You're going to feel like a new person, but with intense questions of what is going on, and you feel different. So it will be difficult at times with the family, friends, explanation, but do your best to speak your truth and feel free to express in your own way and do what you need to do to be who you need to be. Don't be a bad person, obviously, but you're going to challenge yourself in the right ways and realize that you need to let go of what no longer serves you, whether that's relationship, marriage, job, and you're going to be called to the new reality in which you have been ready for. Where do we go from here?
That's a lot, you know? As you like ran through like what it really is to go through like the ascension, which is the same thing as like an awakening, really. That's a lot. It is a lot to take in. It's a lot to, like, especially if you're like, even if you're not new, because like, you know, you have an awakening and you learn a whole bunch of stuff. And sometimes you like, you learn it so fast, you actually like skip things, you know what I mean? And then it's like everything recycles all over again. So like you'll come back to, like, you'll learn as much as you can, but then you'll come back and find these subjects again and, like, get deeper into each one or each experience or whatever. So it's like redoing it all over again. So, but for the first time, like, you go through this process, it is overwhelming. You do feel like you're alone. You do feel like no one understands you. What am I going through? What am I experiencing? What is this? And like, then you try to find, like, you get lost a little bit in the, you know, spiritual stuff. Cause you're like, what does this mean? What is it? Sometimes things are just, it's just what it is. It doesn't mean anything. You know, it's like, you got a flat tire because, you know, you ran over a nail, not because like some whatever happened, you know, but, so yeah, the journey is a lot, you know. And some people kind of become a hermit and they withdraw, and because just being around people is too much. But on this 3D level, that because when you go through this awakening, you see things differently. Your reality is seen differently than what's on the physical plane. And all the stuff that people deal with all the fear that they have and all the sadness and the pain, blah, 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 all these earth issues, global issues, it doesn't really resonate a whole lot. And you don't know how to, like, you know, talk and communicate with people. You know what I mean? You kind of lose that common ground with people. But that's okay because, you know, as you grow and you learn, as you grow, you come to find other people or jobs or, you know, ways of being that align with you and how you're feeling, and to be able to step into that and to live your truth, you know, and to do it, it takes a lot to step away from everything that you've known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's letting go of the old you. It's going to be challenging.
When you described it, I was like, who the hell wants to do that? Who wants to go through an awakening? What? It sounds
basically
scary. It's like, it's daunting.
There's many different factors, just factors to the awakening. And it's quite interesting because everyone kind of goes through it at a different pace, or they're given a different experience. Everyone has a soul journey to, you signed up for, in a sense, in this body, that is this avatar, that you wanted to experience a certain way of how to understand unconditional love and how that's going to factor. Understand, too, when you be excited and give yourself an achievement when you realize something and you learn something, save and take notes of your experiences. You're going to have a lot of different experiences. For me, it was different from most people, but you will see numbers, one, like angel numbers will connect to you. There's many reasons for that. One of the reasons is that it's going through your eyes, which is your internal consciousness, and there's what is these codes, right? It's waking you up. It's catching your attention. And it's quite interesting. I remember going through it, and I was getting 111, 222, 333, and it wasn't, like, cute. It was kind of like, what is this? And I was a chef, so I was weighing, you know, portion sizes, and, well, guess what? 333 is coming up. And I'm like, what is this? What's going on? So I went to a Christmas party and I gave them my coat and they gave me a number for the coat and it was 333. And I actually, like, that was the cherry on the cake for that one. And I went, okay, you know what? What is going on? And at the time I was really depressed. I was going through, which, you know, depression of what was triggered from someone's passing, which was my ex at the time, from suicide. And we're going to all have these kind of experiences where you're going to be brought from a deep depression, and you are going to start asking some deeper questions of what am I doing here?
Uh-huh.
Let that kind of roll out. There's going to be some events that you will come into play. Just follow your happy vibrational choices, meaning do what makes you happy. And while things kind of play out, if they change the plans, make a happy choice. You're going to find interesting things kind of link up with you in different timelines. You'll find interesting stuff come out, but everyone sees different stuff or experiences different things that will add more to who you are, but it will be a little freaky at times because you're going to be the one who's intensified and sees it all, but you're vibrationally higher than 3D and you're breaking that 3D ceiling when you wake up to this consciousness, and it's kind of a new energy. It's a new vibe. It's a new kind of, oh shit, what is going on? But fear and the death of the old you per se in your being is letting go. And it's a kind of an odd feeling, because what was happening with me at times is I would find myself kind of roaming around, wanting to be up by myself alone because I just needed to be by myself alone, quiet, just comfortable. But I'd be staring at the bookshelf or the photos, and my intuition was very, very, very heightened at the time, and it wasn't that super perfect at the time. It was more like, trust this. What do you feel? What do you get? And just, why am I doing this? And listen to yourself, because we do have those answers. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it's, you have it, and here's the answer, and you get the reality of a video or synchronicity. Synchronicities are big here. We're kind of laying out the ley line here.
Uh-huh.
Heads up. Synchronicities are big. So divine timing, what comes into your reality, people you're going to find and meet that resonate with you, that need to give you some answers or clarity that you're comfortable with. I do want to add to this. A lot of people want to find their next steps of, I don't know what to do, I'm not happy. And for me, I want to share this, and hopefully you can take that with you. I got tired of asking and saying, I'm not happy, and what's going to make me happy. But you get to a point of doing something about it. And I think it's always important. Instead of the annoyance of it and saying the same thing, what can you do about it? Look for anything. Meet people. Connect with people. Feel free to reach out. And there will be emotions involved. So challenging times are going to be about you making choices and the realities of people kind of affecting you, and look at the pros and cons on a higher consciousness. Asking your spiritual guides and also your higher self to assist you in understanding what this is about instead of responding right away. This is also an awareness of, you know that this is what is good, but you also need to understand maybe the fear of the unknown. The fear of the unknown is, okay, well, what's going to happen? We don't know, but you know this is a good thing of a leap of faith. I remember doing a video when I was at my job, and I was starting to do the podcast, but this radio show, I didn't fully fill it out. I had the name on it, and I was doing videos for some reason. And I talked about fear. I was like, yeah, the fear, this and that, and it's just the unknown, but you know what you need to do. And I was in the parking lot of my job on lunch break, knowing that I was afraid to quit my job. But I didn't quit it. I actually was kind of pushed in the corner, per se, of the chef was like, if you don't want to be here, then just leave. And I was like, yep, it's time to go. And I finally was free, but that was just the beginning. So if you don't learn the lesson, I went back to another different job, and then I quit that job. I was afraid of letting go of 3D. And it's not easy to let go of the old programming, meaning how do you bring in this new happiness? What is it? How do I know? Well, I'm just not happy here. You're not going to want to be where you're at, trust me, because you're going to get tired of feeling stuck. And you know that your body and energy is being pulled energetically to a good place, but it's annoying the shit out of you. So everything happens for a reason. And always feel free to reach out, connect with someone. I want to see what else comes up with my guides in this ascension process. Candace, you want to add more?
For newer people going through this ascension thing, it's hard because you're, and don't take this the wrong way, but we are programmed to believe and to think in certain ways, and anything outside that box is, not good, or, you know, anything different from that. You know, this stigmatism, with it. But because your perspectives they're going to change. And you have to break away from the old paradigm that of everything that you once knew and kind of step into something new, which is difficult because, you know, when you're used to something, you have that security because you know. So when you're stepping into something new that, you know, you're unaware of or and you don't know, like Joe was saying, there's that fear. So definitely, like, reach out to people, you know, go to chat groups, message boards, and research. Cannot emphasize that enough because there's so much information because not everyone's journey is the same. And when you step out of just 3D into the, you know, into the new paradigm and start your awakening, like Joe said, you know, you'll start seeing, like, angel numbers, and you also start seeing there, you know, what I learned through my process is that my guides speak to me in a way that only I understand. So whether it's, like, numbers that mean something to me, because just like you, like, I was seeing numbers, but I was seeing, like, numbers that refers to, like, birthdays or certain situations and stuff like that, you know? People's initials were showing up everywhere, you know? Like, colors, you know, things that resonate with you, certain songs. Like, I know my guys communicate for me heavily with music. Music, music, music. And that's how I get a lot of messages and stuff and clarity through music. And so, I mean, they're only going to speak to you in ways that you're comfortable with and that, you know, you understand, so that you get that intuitive message, or, you know, that so you understand it. It's not going to be the same for everybody. Nothing's going to be the same, because everybody has their own as you go through this awakening, you're going to realize you have abilities that you never knew you had, because you're opening up to them. And again, those are all different and unique to everybody, you know? So embrace. If it feels good, embrace it. If it feels good, embrace it. Then don't fear it, because, I mean, you know, it's not about, it's for the betterment. Like, your guides always have your highest good and intentions set. So they don't intentionally put, like, something dangerous or that's not good for you in your way to harm you. If anything, it's to lessen, you know, to be learned. But they always have your highest, you know, good in mind when working with you. So, I mean, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to expand and to go through with this ascension or this awakening, because it's intense. It can be intense.
It's kind of normal. You're going to feel uncomfortable in the sense of...
Yes.
It's going to start with emotions of how you're feeling.
Anything
depression
that makes you feel uncomfortable in life means a couple of things. Like, if you're at your job and, like, oh, you hate going, you're uncomfortable being there, like, you just don't want to be there, it's time to get a new job. It's time to grow. So anything that makes you uncomfortable kind of gives you that a little bit of a push to do something different, or to, you know, do something new to grow, you know?
I remember getting, I came across in the past, I don't know if they still have them, it was a YouTube channel that they were doing collective messages and updates. I'll see if I can find them, but I think they stopped, like, updating them, and I really liked it. I mean, at the time, I was still wet behind the ears, and I was excited to talk about, like, the key to one of the keys of something, and I was already involved in myself and got excited to participate because I was doing this journey and wanted to participate. So I decided to follow through and do a video and post it in, and they posted it. But you got to start somewhere, and I think everyone's going to want to find their excitement in something, and you know, don't overthink it. If you want to do videos, you don't have to do crazy detail. Just put the message out. If there's anything I can really share about this, is no matter what, with timing and things, and I even though I'm still human, it's not always about this perfect detail. It's about just doing it and letting go of also thinking too much about the problem that you might be facing, and just allowing yourself to be. And that's still something I'm actually, you know, revisiting in a different way. So I'm very honest. I like to hear about other people instead of hearing, you know, the same guy talking about manifesting for the past 5 years that I know that, by the way, let's drop this now, write this down, and I'll put it in the chat too so you guys can definitely check these people out because it's one of my favorites. You're going to love them. First one, Dolores Cannon. We all need some we need some tips. I'm going to give you those tips now. Dolores Cannon, you can look on YouTube. She has some books. She was a quantum hypnotherapist, and she had practiced with her husband on going real far back and had some interesting clients over the years, and it got bigger and bigger to the point where she went to connect with Galactic, and she connected with information on the waves of volunteers. The volunteers are individuals here to assist Earth and also be of service in many different ways to raise the vibration, to be bringing in new gifts and abilities. And the waves, remember, we're here to help each other. And obviously, we're going to go through it and experience it, but we're going to experience ego in different ways and get aggravation, but it's all a process. So you realize that we're all the same and we're all going in the same direction, per se, of similar goals. Even right now, I'm seeing it in different ways. Have fun, be creative, and remember, don't stop yourself when you're excited. If you get overwhelmed, you will learn how to do it along the way. And I'm just excited to see all the new students. I'm just kidding. The new people. What else did I want to grab for you? Abraham, when I was listening to some of them, I liked it. My body said, look, I like this, but my brain's like, I'm going to need time to understand it. So understand, you might not understand things right away, but you really want to get to the message. And it's not that you can't. It's sometimes annoying because you're determined, but it might not be there just yet. And just keep going. It's sometimes frustrating.
Yeah.
But you got this.
Like, I know, I remember that as I was going through a bunch of rabbit holes, some things, you know, a lot of things I would see at first, it was on Facebook. And like, or in YouTube, and I would watch videos and start watching them, and I'd be like, what the hell is this person talking about? It makes no sense. And I'd skip it. You know, I'd listen to it for a little bit, and then like, I'd skip it, and I'd watch something else. And then like, I don't know, somehow that same topic would be like, be revisited like months later. And I'm like, oh, I get that now, because I had to see other stuff in order to understand that. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Some things won't make sense or seem out of this world or at first. But, yeah, once you begin to accept the little things, the bigger things are easier to accept.
I want to share this to you if this is going to help you. A lot of the times in the beginning, especially for me, I needed to know this main thing. Like, what's the deal? What's going on? I'm getting beamed up by angel numbers, and it's freaking me out. And what was helpful for me was realizing that you're an earth angel, or what is also called a star seed, and there's signs and symptoms, or which really I liked in the beginning, in ways of understanding what an earth angel is. And this process is understanding the beginning and what's happening and what is a star seed. Star seeds are different parts of these rays of light that we come from, which is the beginning stages of, you know, a galactic place in a larger scale. So I'm an Andromedan, but I am technically an indigo child. And you can look it up. I like doing these things because it's learning about who you are more deeper, on a deeper level than you did before.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts you on this path where you're going to go into more. You're going to get hungry for more. Okay, what is this? What's that? And it's natural. Mm-hmm. So you'll look for what resonates with you. It's kind of a great practice without you even knowing. And you're going to do a lot of the, I did that without knowing. You might have did that before with manifesting or thinking or doing. There's also a lot of science and awareness of your intentions and energy, and you learn to protect yourself. It's also, I want to add this, a reminder again, I said it before, fear of the unknown or fear in general is just you don't know that you believe in yourself yet or not or how to do it. And so try not to fear. It's not a big deal. You're not going to fail the class or anything. But it's okay. You're going to feel it and do it. You want to take a caller?
Sure.
All right. Let's do the first one. What's going on, area code 541? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nancy from Oregon, first-time caller, and I love your subjects. I can really resonate with everything you're saying. Love it.
Oh, thank you.
You mentioned Dolores Cannon. I actually am reading some books of one of her students now that are amazing, Sarah Breastman, and she follows with her daughter.
How's that book? I haven't heard that.
No, she deals with Lemuria and actually putting people and Atlantis and actually the star civilizations that, you know, seeded this earth. So, yeah, I find it fascinating.
Lots of interesting stuff.
Yeah, I got lost in it for a while. I had a really intense experience. I kind of took a break on it, and I was guided to with what I've been feeling, and I kind of just asked Candace too. I was like, let's do this and just let's be there. But it's been an interesting couple of years, though, and I'm hoping to see more of the knowledge and what happens next with the next wave. Or yeah, I just feel that. So, what are you? If you don't mind me asking, what else are you into?
What do I do? Well, I'm retired. I'm a retired mental health nurse, and way a long time ago, actually. I'm one of those old crones.
Well, thank you.
But what I'm interested in is, you know, ancient civilizations. You know, that's my passion now, and doing a lot of research on it, and the stars and the different civilizations there. And so that's
Nancy,
one of
my have you been
passions.
Paying attention to the news? They're uncovering, there's a lot of, they've been uncovering a lot of ancient civilizations lately.
Really?
Being unearthed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've been finding a lot of stuff from ancient civilizations, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's probably because of the vibration of the planet. I remember seeing something about that with crop circles showing
it's
up.
Changing. The planet's changing. Yeah. But yeah, they're starting to come up. They're starting to. I mean, I can't give you specifics at the top of my head at the immediate moment, but. I've seen a couple of stories just with a lot of things becoming unearthed. You know, we're having a lot of earthquakes going on lately, a lot of droughts lately, you know, and a lot of things are coming to surface.
I forgot to mention, too, sometimes the symptoms will definitely be colors are much brighter, and you will – it's just intensifies sensories in a unique way. It's pretty cool. What else?
Yes.
Would you like it to add any of the additional experiences that maybe they can be helpful? I can't even talk right now. Would you like to add any experiences that they could give a heads up on?
Well, experiences. Well, right now I do feel the energy is changing. There's no doubt about it. In fact, yeah, it just feels like a different density, dimension. I can just feel it through me, and I'm excited about it because, you know, when you say ascension symptoms, I'm welcoming ascension symptoms. Especially, it's not like I want to ascend out of the earth because I chose to be here on the earth, you know, but in this avatar. Yeah, so it's more or less bringing that energy to Earth through me, you know, and that's what I like experiencing. But I've had experiences since I was a teenager, out of body and astral projection and just kind of experiencing different dimensions and kind of few and far between. It wasn't like, it's not like I'm a big psychic or, you know, somebody that, you know, I dabbled with this and that, but and always had lucid dreams in the past. So
they were nice to you. you had
not always. I had horrific nightmares when I was a child, though.
Oh, sorry to hear that. No, I had some. I still don't know everything, but I had some intense, a lot of events, and it just seemed like it was always going, and it was wild. It's fun and freaky, but what was I gonna say? There was something you mentioned. Yeah, the energies have been different. I'm still, even though I've been going through this path since 2018, so it's about, 5 years, I'm still at the next process of awareness, maybe. So the energy of the planet, I need to get more in tune and aware of. Maybe it's also the feeling that I'm getting for myself isn't just for myself. It's also the collective. And I've done that a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because we think it's just ourselves, and it still synchronizes with everyone else. But
yeah, when you called me, like you'll kind of like throw it out there. So is anyone else feeling like this? And then everybody's feeling like that. So you know, it's not just you. Yeah.
Yeah.
No question.
But things change, and it's quite interesting. I don't know, for myself, it seems that social media has been, like, flooded with a lot of different people, but and also YouTube. So, as usual, when we go through these journeys, you're going to find what you need to find, because it's just going to find you. Maybe this finds you. Who knows? However, what else?
That comes across your path for a reason.
Remember, I was Googling spiritual symbols all over the place. What does that mean? What's that do? What is this? What's that thing that looks like this? Merkaba.
It's what you focus on. Did you ever focus on something so, you know, intensely with emotion and everything, and then find out that everywhere you look at, you know, songs that you hear and everything is a sign and symbol? It's the same thing. If you're going to take a trip somewhere, all of a sudden you see advertisements for that place you're going, or it's just, you get signs and symbols all the time.
I'm trying to remember the rest of this. It'll come to me as I go, but it's been a while. I think I gave me a vacation, so but there's new timelines coming in. I was blessed with, I call it metaphysical life coaching, but a lot of metaphysics of energy and different dimensions and evolutions of how they all connect in different subjects. So it's pretty interesting. And I myself had some hard times where I really had a moment and went, wow, this is real. This is what's this is in my head. And what am I doing again? But I've seen some stuff, and I think the hard times are, where do you go with it? Why did I experience that? I did astral project once. I don't know how to do it again. It was by myself, and it just happened. And I sat by myself and went, what is that? What was that about? And I saw it like the next 10 minutes. It was simple. I went outside, locked the door. I closed the door. I was going to lock it. My dad came down with his van, and I didn't have to lock it. So I went outside later on after I freaked out. And that's what happened. And I went, oh, no. So we're all going to have a different role. It's quite interesting. I'm sure there'll be more to discover. It's not there's nothing dull about it.
Never.
Would you like a reading while you're here?
I would love a reading. Yeah, and if I remember in your previous shows, you don't like questions so much as you just kind of take it from what you feel.
Well, I'll be blunt and honest with you. I've humbled over the years, so if you want to ask a question. The reason why I did that, though, is because I wanted people to understand. I don't want to know anything at the time, but now as I'm progressing, I've gotten into more of life coaching or getting into the inner being. And when I listen to people who want to work on stuff, I can navigate and listen, and I ask them to do certain things with their higher self or their soul. And it's also teaching them to trust their intuition and call upon their guide. So it's more effective. But for readings, you can do whatever you'd like. You have permission, question or not.
Okay. Well, the only thing I can think of that's coming up shortly is I'm going to be moving out of state to be closer to my family, my daughter, and my grandchildren, and moving from Oregon to Oklahoma, of all places, which I never felt like I would even have an inkling in Oklahoma, but now it's a new adventure, I guess. So just was curious what you see around that.
I just keep hearing about timing. So it's going to happen. It's just more or less the timing of that it's going to happen. So I'm not saying, you know, eventually one day, but you want to give it enough time to plan it, and also you're not overwhelmed. I'm seeing more of like closer to the warmer weathers, but at the same time, you need help doing it. Getting everything in order. So if you wanted to do that, start writing down costs, start writing down ideas of what you might need. Planning ahead is going to bring it more forward. And it's really about you being ready to do it emotionally and physically. Like, I'm ready, let's do it. So it's a combination. When you want to go and that you're ready. But you're also asking because you want to be happy there. And that's what I also heard. Yeah, because you're ready for change. Really. So. You have such a great energy, and you're very quiet and sweet and polite. And, let me see what else comes up, and then I'll pass it to Candace. You know. And we got the Four of Pentacles in reverse and the Seven of Wands in reverse. It's just about going forward with it. That's it for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't hear the last part. You faded out somewhere. To the other dimension.
The other dimension. Candace?
You're still giving her the reading? Oh, were you reading on me? I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
she was done.
I was giving you telepathic messages. I thought you heard it.
I'm so sorry about that. Oh God, dead air sucks.
My good.
There is some of that forward moving energy of you moving moving forward. It's something new. Like the death and rebirth card came up, so like getting rid of the old in order for something new to come in. Joe, I heard being prepared, like he was saying, preparing yourself, getting everything in order, you know, making sure it's all your ducks are in a row before you make that
move. That's what I'm doing now.
Being, like, prepared. That's, like, the big thing. Just make sure you're prepared for that. But, yeah, it's just good. It's going to bring in something new.
There's going to be new things that you're ready for.
You're on the right. Yeah, you're doing what's right. You're on the right track doing, you're on the right track.
It's something about your energy being in the right place. Your energy is doing things
right.
Sometimes still. You're not fully retired. You got energy work that's going on in the background.
Actually, I feel like I'm
just
starting
now. Do we ever really retire? Nancy, it was a pleasure talking with you tonight.
Oh, you too. Yeah. Keep up the
Absolutely.
Good work and always, you know, leave with your inspiration, for sure.
That's very true. After you get past the emotional, for me, the emotional difficulties that need to just be put. It doesn't get easier sometimes, but it's still a process.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get past.
But then when you reach that hurdle and everything, you look back, look how much you learned. Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that when you're going through it, it is so painful. We're human.
Let me just spend extra days on this stressing out. But yeah, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
Oh, you too. I appreciate you both.
All right. Take care.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
All right. Do you want to just keep going? We got a couple callers here.
If you want to.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. All right. 180, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Jay from Canada, what's up? How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I just listened to your conversation. It's interesting. I went through that a long, long time ago. Huh. The ascension.
Where'd you
process.
Go? Oh, the ascension.
Yeah.
I went there and I kind of came back down.
It was difficult.
One of the first waves to come in. One of the first waves of volunteers you were.
Well, don't be like, you never know which wave it is, and sometimes you think it's this way. I found out it's exciting when you find out there was more before you, and I was like, wait, where were you? Why am I alone over here? I'm on Google looking on for people in Facebook rooms and asking questions in code. Like so you were, when did you go through your awakening or your ascension?
Oh, Jesus, about 2003, when I signed up for a meditation class for 6 months.
Please tell me. I'm serious. I'm at like 5 years now. Where were you at 5 years? I want to know.
Well,
probably different
what
for
happened?
Everybody.
So I'm a little bit confused here. What would you like me to answer?
So, no, I'm curious for me, out of the years of and cycling, after like 5 years in, 5 years into 6 years, where were you at emotionally? Did they get exciting?
Oh, it brought up a lot of things that I wasn't aware of that I was actually storing in my body and releasing and understanding what they meant to be and what the signs, what they meant.
Mm-hmm. I'm in that kind of revisit of here we are again, and that's they add more to the why, of course. This is unpleasant sometimes, but we're here. So what's going on? We're reading you today.
Are we or just?
It's up to you. Are you want to talk about stuff?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. We can talk about. Yeah. Okay. Let's go
for
talking about reading, I guess.
You got the floor,
okay,
man. We don't have to do a reading. We can chat about whatever. You're on the line.
Hey, you know what? I think
he's just
right
going with
now,
the flow, Joe.
Okay, thanks. You know, I feel that right now is that we're in a critical time in our human history that we, if we didn't wake up before, it's really, I don't know if it's too late to wake up, but there's so much things going on this earth that we got to be really spiritually have foundation for what is going on and how to prepare that things that may turn worse, that we may be people who have woken up might be able to help, might be able to help others. But right now, I think with things that have been going on in the last 3 years with the health crisis that was going on, is that it really changed my perspective on things too, and that is to leave people that are on their path alone. That is, then you can't do anything what they did or regret it, what they did. And that's what I'm looking at right now. It's really I thought it was a lot of lessons, not lessons, but lessons that I was preparing for when I woke up in 2003. It's prepared for me now to deal with the things that are going on. So that's
interesting you said that. Because I saw a different scenario. Yeah, this is preparing me,
Because there's a lot going on now that's you know, it's hard to explain because you see a lot of things happening in the world that's like political, but it's also, there's a duality to that as well. What everyone's going through and other people, like you said, not that it's too late. I mean, it is very late in the game of what's happening in like the past 3 years, you know, for people to start waking up. But I mean, hey, the sooner the better, you know, once you realize what's really going on and what's really at play. And there, it's a lot. It's a lot that it's hard for people to digest, a lot for them to digest. But like you said, Jay, because I started my awakening back in 2012. And like you said, everything that you've went through has prepared you for now. And I feel that to be true for myself as well. You know, everything that I've learned and went through and lessons and, you know, everything for the people that are coming into this new reality of what's going on to help them adjust, you know, because it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot to get into on the podcast. A lot of situations going on. There's a lot of situations going on. Yeah. So, but yeah, I can take lessons to prepare for now, because it's a spiritual warfare. People are not really aware of that's going on right now. Yeah.
Over the time, I kind of had. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've noticed a shift in the collective energy as of lately that a lot of people are waking up to what's really going on and beginning to shift their perspective and ways of being. So there has been a shift, which is good, which is really good, you know, for the well-being of humanity.
Yeah, it's interesting because I realized at some point, and I'm not better than anyone, no one's better than each other. It's kind of like where you kind of want to follow your intuition and experiences. And some people feel comfortable where they stay or where they go. And you learn about ego and your own ego. And I got to a point where I was like, this is what's right. And then I'm thinking to myself, okay, and then no, that's not right. That's this right. And then you realize it's all unconditional love anyway. So it's the part of the journey and experience of learning. But you can't force anyone to understand. And then you're basically realizing that you also still have more to go to in my own sense. But I noticed recently for myself over the years, I don't know how long, I haven't really seen or connected with anyone going through the awakening, and recently I have, which kind of brought me to maybe it's time to do this again, so why not? It's quite interesting, though. What else you got on your mind that you would like to share? Anything?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that we're talking about the people not waking up, but also I'm just slow. You know, the person was actually talking about the spiritual warfare that's going on and not knowing what's really going on. I don't know what to say about that because there's so many, I think in this, there's so many signs that are given to us, and there's so much information out there that this is the what's going on, and you got to be aware that it could hurt you in the future. So that's in a really bad way. So, but you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, why do we sign? You know, one thing that's on my mind is why do we sign up for this? This gig that's on this earth plane right now, because I just wondered if we knew about it a long time ago, and we, you know, it's like we came on this earth with amnesia, and now it's like we're living, we're trying to remember why we're doing the things that we're doing to prepare us for right now. So maybe subconsciously. So because like, what did I sign up for this? All this stuff that's going on, and you know, be a part of this human history that's going to change the world in either good way or bad way, but man, oh my, we're at a really tipping point. for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And as a collective, we got to really move quickly to get on the same thought and same wavelength in order to save this world, because we could be going down that bad rabbit hole, I'd say.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Because we have our own potential vibrational timelines of decisions and choices, and if we can collectively participate with ours and everyone else's, Earth has its own timelines. So, but it's interesting you said spiritual warfare, because I noticed that no matter what wave of awakening or soul awakening or ascension, there's going to be individuals that are going to get that same needing information of where we kind of have the same info and it's needed. But I had to go through that experience too of dealing with negative energy, dealing with people who want to battle spiritually, dealing with other things spiritually. And then it gets to other dimensions too. And everyone's different, but it's conquering your fear. And exactly what you said too, getting out of the ego and not falling into this. And we all fall at one point, we get back up. Making sure you master yourself is really the best thing. Keep going and become the best you can be. And it's challenging, but I don't know what you think about this. I had this download. I don't like even saying download these days, or this information come to me. And it was showing me that the past, we're here in the middle of this X of duality, per se. And we're here from the future to fix the past and prevent the future from faulty issues or problems. And then I had some intense galactic Orion War vision that freaked the fuck out of me. I don't know everything, but...
Well, that's the whole point of it, is not to know everything, you know, and learn as we go. But I think that's good, though, you know, because, like, going through these experiences, we're able to help now. Like, I think that's, you know, like you said, like, why were we sent here? So, you know, forget everything to relearn it. But, you know, here we are sharing what we know with people that are now coming into this and trying to figure it out for themselves, which is no one was really there for us. You know what I mean? So to be able to have those outlets, I think, is good. To share those experiences and to gain understanding and knowledge and, you know, above all else, it's all about, you know, that unconditional love, because we all are connected, you know? It's just having that unconditional love for people to want to do better, you know? Yeah.
What I find right now, too, is that some of my space cadet spiritual friends are kind of like not in my circles now. I've got people who got their feet grounded to the earth, and they're like-minded. And one thing about that is that we don't have hardly any judgments or fights or anything. We're all trying to, like my friend, I got three friends right now who are really like-minded people who are really see what's going on and doing some prepping work with myself, is that we're kind of grounded, and we know what's going on. We share conversation and information that will help us prepare for whatever may be coming up and not get startled by when it does come up. So it really has really trimmed down my friendships now. I had a lot of spiritual friends before, but now I've got really some good friends that are kind of spiritual. So our as we grow spiritually, our friends are going to change, and that's how you notice that you're growing. Or if you shed some things in your own body, for example, maybe anger or people who are you thought were your friends, and you start working on yourself, and they start to not be in your circle anymore, and another group of friends comes into your circle, you know, it's kind of a sign that you're making progress spiritually. That's, you know, that's why I've been looking at it now, too.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. Well, when you just said all that, that's crazy, because I had pulled some cards for you as we started our conversation, and there is coming in like a new cycle of like you have like this already this understanding, and so it's like your inner light, your inner spiritual light, spirituality wise, a new cycle is coming where there will be changes. So it's funny that you were saying that because you're going to be experiencing there isn't a new so whether a new set of friends, a new, as you're growing in spirituality, like you were just saying, so that's kind of crazy that those cards kind of came up. The star and the wheel and the five of wands, there's a lot of forward moving action for change to do, right. You know, so yeah, so new people and new experiences are coming in for you, and you already know this and understand this, so that's kind of crazy. That's great.
Well, thanks for picking those cards.
That's great. And the hair, the Hierophant. So like, there's like this inner introspection that takes place that actually is going to like bridge, whether it's bridging like the old with the new, or like whether that means like, I don't know, old circle of friends, new circle of friends, old ways of thinking and new ways of thinking. But it's like bridging the gap. It's like bridging things together for higher knowledge.
I just wondered, you know, what's the timeline that's going. Well, thank you very much for those cards. Sorry, it was an unexpected, grateful gift. How about that? You're welcome too. And got a question for both of you. Is that is there enough time for us to grow spiritually when we came onto this earth that is there enough time for people to wake up and grow spiritually to see what's going on? Or is it their own timeline? You said timeline, but I'm really curious about that.
Oh, wow. Okay, so for me, that is a very loaded question. Because when I see timelines, like I can see, different from this perspective, there's different outcomes if I decide to do this or that, you know, like, but it'll all be the same. Timelines are so, oh, my God, they're so crazy. Is there enough time? Well, the fact that time is an illusion is number one. So there's always enough time. There's always enough time for a soul to evolve.
Yeah.
Like
since time doesn't exist, there's plenty of it.
Solar system. Yeah, I mean, as a solar system and the planet, we've been around for like eons, you know, and it's always been evolving. So like as far as like a person goes or humanity goes, what we know as now, as the way things are, it's not always going to be that way. Like the reality will be different. Gosh, how do I even jump into this? This is so crazy. But there's always time. There's always time to learn and grow and to wake up, you know, to the truths that have been hidden from us. There's always time because it's an illusion, you know? And I feel as though as this timeline here.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, Joe?
You're excited about this. I like it.
I am. I do get really excited, but it's a really loaded question. It really is because it ties in so many different aspects of the metaphysical, I mean, across the board, you know. But I think that, so there's always time for people to wake up to what's really going on and to all the truths that are being hidden. This timeline will end up merging with another timeline.
But
you know what I mean? Like, it continuously merge.
I saw, I'm not saying that everyone's going to believe the same thing, but I saw a couple different things. There's potential other parallels because for me, I had a difficulty accepting it, and I just decided to accept it. And the fact from my experience, and I know that I died and went somewhere else. or it was the walk-in experience. But when I was shown for timing, we're also here to help others in the dark or that was stuck here to come up. And that timing, I don't know if those individuals all have time. Because so that's another mission. We can't convince or work on them, but we can vibrate the energy of unconditional love the best way possible. And that can consist of doing different things and decisions and happiness. But some people and most people, I'm not saying in a good or bad way, but are either stepping away and choosing to walk alone, which is common. Forgiveness is still good, and it's important for the self, but forgiving others, and that's a challenge too. I'm noticing, and I don't know for the outcome, but everyone has these different things to go through, and I'm noticing different people getting stuck in a new rabbit hole of where this is where they're finishing, and there's nothing left to go, and they're falling back into old things. So those things, timing on what's most important to self and what did you kind of carry with you? I don't know for sure. That's my thoughts. And
so, thank you. I do have a question, another loaded question.
Right, I love
why
that.
Is the spiritual aspect of ourselves missing in so many people when if we were to embrace spirituality, not religion, but spirituality, that we wouldn't be in some of the predicaments that we are in right now on a physical and personal and even mental aspect. Because I was actually, I'm going to give you an example. It came to me while I was at on a death cafe. It's like a Zoom call, people talking about death, and a group of people talking about that. And I said something, and I thought about it, and I said, you know, if we were not to be angry about death or grieve about death and understand from a spiritual point of view, then we wouldn't go through those hardships after someone has passed on. Mm. So it seems like it's just missing, I think it's the missing piece right now for a lot of things, that the spirituality, and I don't know if the powers that be try to say that we don't have any spirit, we're just, you know, mind and body and that's it, not the soul aspect, that's the way we were brought up to be kind of like isolated and alone, but not consider spirit as being our partner in our journey, you know, with the help of, you know, angels or, you know, or loved ones or guiding you too, and embrace it, that our journey would be less, our journey would be more fulfilling, but also less obstacles in it. So I just want your thoughts about that. Oh, there's a loaded question.
Yeah, it's very loaded. Short answer? The short answer, nefarious control is the short answer.
Nefarious control?
Yes.
Yeah, people want, it wasn't always like this. Spirituality and religion kind of, there really wasn't religion like there is now, I guess you could say. It was different. It was more spirituality based, you know, back in the old times, you know, before, like as we knew it. It was a lot. It was more spiritual. People had more time. They had more time to talk. They had more time to sing. They had more time to listen, you know, and actually lead those kind of lives that were fulfilling. But the short end of it is that it kind of boils down to wanting control, and therefore over time, being conditioned, conditioning people, like society, to believe and feel a certain way. So over time, we've been conditioned to where we are now, as far as that goes.
I mean, if, if it was a great, perfect world, that would be wonderful. It would definitely be much easier to process obstacles or work, and willingly that individuals take that as well as the option. But it's kind of interesting, even though we know it's the assistance, really, I think. For me, and even though we have our own obstacles and tribulations on learning the brain, the emotions, and the reality of what we're attracting, and it's the wanting and willing to go back to even basics. Let me reach out for a friend that I trust to talk to. Let me express this. I mean, because sometimes we just got to go back to the emotions. But if we can get into that and hold space in the sense of a daily thing, that would be beautiful. I think it's great to see kids in different places practicing meditation in school. I think that's,
yes.
I don't push meditation. Awesome. That's something as a kid I wish, but still, I'm still grateful. Other than that, I hope you don't mind. We're going to be able to move to someone for another call, but I wanted to thank you for calling in. I love the questions and the convo.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll do it another time because it's been a great conversation. So I'd like to hear different perspectives from anybody I can talk to. So I'm grateful for the
absolutely
like-minded call, and have a grateful evening and a grateful rest of the week.
Thank you.
Jay,
you too.
Thanks for calling in. That was an awesome conversation. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Candace. Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. We got quite a few callers. Do we take 843 yet? 843, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
All right. Never mind. Area code 916, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Heather. I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Oh, can't
hi
hear
Heather.
You, Heather. Just kidding. What's up?
How are you guys?
Good.
Doing
how are
good.
You?
Doing all right. Doing better.
Good. I actually have just only been on probably right through the last caller, so it was a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, no, I'm happy about this radio show tonight. We have quite a few callers, and I want to thank every one of them for calling in and being patient. I didn't expect anything, so I was like, let's do this and let's go with it. Candace kept asking me, and it's cool. I like it. We're here. Love it.
I love that.
I am. I'm loving it.
I like the different perspectives from everyone because everyone does have different perspectives on the wavelength or the energy that they're on right now. And I love it.
I'm liking the energy that's coming in too. What's up?
What was that?
No, I'm liking the energy that's coming in too because, I don't know, my thoughts of the past with different individuals, because I'm not saying, no, there's no perfection, but there's no in-between. It's just pure understanding and great conversation. So it's curiosity and thought and wonder. So
it's expanding.
Well, all of us, it is. And especially, I would say, the last 3 years, like he said, through the health crisis, I think people that were awakened before had prepared us to go through that. And I believe most people that had already been awakened just like ascended a lot higher, and we've all changed and our perspectives have changed. Mm-hmm. Everything has changed because we were already ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going
to
be,
I
just heard something about
that.
Change in the future. Then I don't know how many years, but I don't even know if it's something to say, Joe. I just heard, you said health center, I don't know. I heard health, and then I heard big changes in industries that are meant to be happening, should have happened, but they're going to be shifting. There's going to be things changing, people. This is a spiritual
revolution.
I agree.
I'm talking to you about that.
Because
there's something
that
I'm
really
interested in.
Yeah.
And the revolution doesn't stop. Everyone has a unique quality. I'm getting cold in here. Are we reading? Are we reading you, Heather? Are you joining the convo?
That is up to you guys. That is up to you guys.
I feel like I've either read you or seen you get read about stuff, so I'm going to pass on the reading if you don't mind.
Mine will be very short. Mine's very short and sweet. I don't get like Joe. I just get to the point. Cards that came up were there's going to be a situation that where you're going to be walking away from, or have been, or just recently have been, that it's just not working anymore, and you'll just be in that. That mood of rest and thinking, kind of to prepare yourself for your future, which is when that success and strength will come in. So it's going to be a period of where you collect your thoughts, you know, after you walk away from the situation, and you kind of get your thoughts together, okay, like where now, what am I doing, what's going on? And then to where you get your thoughts together to take that action, which will be like fearless, you know. In the end, it's going to be that fearless energy just to move forward, you know. A lot of fire energy with that. A lot of moving forward.
Fire.
Energy. A lot of forward movement. And a lot of both of them are 8-2-8. So I mean, it has to do with so like abundance will come through where there's like a healthy balance of things will come through.
What I'm actually getting is that preparing yourself to schedule or do readings because you're going to be needed for show. We talked about that. You're teaching. And don't overthink it, you know, just present yourself. And just like tonight, we presented ourselves. We're here. Great turnout.
I've been feeling that. I have been preparing myself and doing things and getting – I did, Candace, you're 100% correct. I was the store manager and I stepped away from that at the beginning of the year so that I could – focus back on me because I was working at least 60-hour weeks and coming home exhausted back up again next day, 2.5 months straight, no days off. And it was, I had no energy left to do anything. And I have been taking this time to just refresh and regroup. And I actually, I was telling my sisters this the other night, is I feel stronger now than I did before. Stronger is in that I trust myself more and I trust my intuition more. And I'm loving that.
Good, good. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. The Ace of Cups, yes. Awesome. That is awesome.
Now, one question. Do you see a timeline at all?
The job there?
Timeline for what?
Finish, I guess, is to step forward and do what is going to be done.
When you when you're like fully
and what rest period?
A what period?
Rest period. There is a resting period.
The timeline depends. It's going to depend on you. The period for rest, when your timeline, I don't see a definite, with these cards here, I don't see a definite time frame. So, like, for me to interpret that is it all depends on you. How much rest do you need? How much time do you need, you know, before you decide to move forward with the new? Because there is, because the Ace of Cups came up. And, you know, that's something new that's coming, but it's like something that fills your soul, something that you're passionate, you feel love, you know, that you can put your love into, you know. So it's on your timeline, really on
it's
how long you
want really,
to take to recoup and rest.
It's about really trusting and surrendering to
trust the process.
But setting yourself up so that you still do the next thing, but not in worry or doubt. Like really, like trusting. It's easier to the for me, but I know.
Sounds amazing. And I cannot wait until it happens.
I have a feeling it's going to be sooner than you think.
I do too. I'm just feeling it. I'm good. And I'm still going through stuff, but it doesn't, but that's part of the process because we're always going through stuff there because there's always healing, there's always changing, always evolving. And I'm just, you know, I'm kind of on the other spectrum where Joe's doesn't like it. Yeah, I don't like the feelings I get because I had, and Joe knows this, I had a screwed up day myself. And it put me in a mood and I was trying to decipher, okay, why am I here? What am I trying to process, learn? And it was pissing me off because I couldn't figure it out. And so I talked to Joe about it. But it's just trying to get through that. But then I like knowing or having the headspace, I guess, to know that I need to process that and think about it and work through it. And I love that growing process. I'm like loving everything that we are going through right now because I see so much good in all of it.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I'm trying to just, I know I've been through plenty of this already and I just want to feel, I'm better than I was before. These are like mini awakenings. But then I heard myself repeating the same blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know what? No, we're not doing this, Joe. We're not doing this. What are we doing? What are we going to do about this? Because we did this all day, complain, and then I don't like this anymore. I know what this is, that. Just throwing paint at the wall. And then, so, yeah. It's all fun.
But I love that you had the mind frame to tell yourself that and to change. Because would that have been something you would have done in the past?
It's similar to, I'm getting back from the past. So it's kind of, basically it's getting back to being free to allow myself to do what I want and what I like and what makes me happy, regardless of anything. And it's just I don't know the whole purpose behind everything except relearning and it's okay. I don't blame anything because it's divine timing, but I fell out of this grace of higher vibrations. I got in trouble or something. I'm just kidding. No, I didn't love myself. I fell out from a relationship, and I had to relearn boundaries. I mean, that's the best way to look at it. There's so much you can get lost in for those things, but I chose me. It wasn't fun, but it was a build-up, and we're almost at a year for that now, from that past, and I'm back at it again. I'm thinking, I remember my awakening. I remember that grandiose, exciting time. I want to be there, but I can't look at the past. It'll be here with this Joe, who's doing amazing. I gotta say, great job, Joe. Thank you. Thank
you.
Good
job. I am very proud.
It's been, it's frustrating though.
We got the evolution.
You know, there's moments, and I've been doing this for, we all been doing it for years, but this is about 5 years, 6 years, and I'm learning more about my dream, my goal as we progress, and there's something about this that I'm not sure what's still in the way, but I'm working it out. It's a frustration. But I think it's more about just having the fun again and not worrying about the end result or that result or how that comes in. It was silent expectations, I guess, or hope. We never know. Sometimes it's not about us detailing it out. It's about maybe it's bigger than you know or it's better than you think, and you can't imagine it. So that's what I heard recently. Trust the process. All right, Heather, we're going to take a couple more callers before we get to run out of time, right?
Of course. Love y'all.
Love
all
you,
right.
Thanks, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Heather. Are you taking more callers?
Yeah, we got 30 minutes live. After it goes out of live, we're still on the air and they could still hang out. Depends on how far we go. We'll take probably one more caller and then play a mini break song, and then we'll come back. And we'll take area code 914.
Hello.
Hello, what's up? What's your name?
Hi.
Where are you calling from? Hey.
Hi, my name is Catherine. Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from New York.
Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How
are you?
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Really interesting show this evening. Thank you for having this forum. It's been really interesting.
Oh, thanks for joining.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Yes. I had a question, if you don't mind, about work, please.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. I was wondering if you see the man named Steve or Timothy helping me with my career goals, helping me with my projects, collaborating with me, anything at all you pick up about these men.
What were the names again?
One is Steve, and the other one is Timothy.
I don't. The first. I'm not even like pulling cards yet. The first thing I'm picking up is that there's something about the cost or how much it's gonna. It's kind of like dragged out, the more than it should be for what you need, and it's like getting help. And they're like, oh, we're gonna do all this stuff for you here, and this is. It's too. It's just. I don't know. It's something's off about it for me. And what you need, it's you need to get somewhere at a certain point in time. You want a goal. And they're making it a whole, not to be negative, but I don't think it's the route you want to go. And what I'm getting for you, too, with this is you have the Nine of Swords. You're feeling stuck about something and your decisions. You want to move forward and getting better opportunities. And you have the Knight of Pentacles. So you want to take this energy that you're feeling stuck in emotionally so you can grow to and show that. I'm accessible here. I'm available, and you want this as an employer or whatever it is. And they're not going to be it's stuck with this. You're not bringing the Knight of Pentacles forward. And where do you go? It's kind of like giving you this. It's not directional. What is it? They're doing paperwork stuff for you too, or no?
It would involve paperwork. Yes.
Okay. Life coaching,
collaboration, fundraising.
There's something that needs to be worked out with all of this, but it's if they don't really talk more and plan with you, it's kind of constantly in the air is what I'm getting. And they're like, oh well, we got to do this first, and just keep looking for more of what you need to get accomplished. Don't wait for them.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have a great energy and personality, so I want to tell you,
keep
a great heart.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Both of you as well. Yes, I could feel it too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Lovely speaking with you both. Yes, thank you. Many blessings. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, many blessings to you too. Thank you for calling in.
We don't need to play
Sweet
this song. Yeah, she's very, very kind.
So,
very kind.
So, Joe.
Yeah.
I have with the little mini telescope for the signs.
Oh, let's do it.
That I would like to share before we end our show tonight.
Okay, yeah, you got the floor. I forgot about it for a minute, sorry.
I got the floor? Oh, no. Okay, so, all right, so for this, just a little this week for the signs, for the earth signs, so Taurus, Virgos, Capricorns, there's going to be an ending to a love situation, or at least a change in a love situation, but there is going to be some moving energy to rebuild. So if you guys are you're in a current relationship and you guys are having issues, there's, you know, could be reconciliation, and if, you know, coming together, sharing ideas to move forward, or you just may leave a relationship entirely that's no longer serving you, and you know, to find something better. So for the air signs, which are the Geminis, the Libras, and Aquarius, We stop running. Stop running. You're running away from those things that ignite your soul, your creativity, the things that make you happy. You're very passionate about these things. Embrace it. And when you embrace your creativity, and even if it's not for other people, but when you embrace it, you're actually freeing yourself, you know? And when you free yourself, you're able to come from a whole different aspect of life when you're free, you know? So embrace it. Embrace who you are. Embrace your passion. And go for it. The fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. You guys seem, there's this energy of being just kind of like up in the air when it comes to love. You're not grounded, and you need to be able to stay grounded. Like when you become grounded and figure out what it is that you want, then something beautiful can happen. For the water signs, Cancers, Scorpios, and Pisces, there's going to be a change in some financial circumstances. So it's, you got to find the balance between the flow of money, maybe doing finances differently, where your money's going. So there needs to be a balance, what's going out, what's coming in. But there's going to be a change in your financial circumstances this week. So kudos to whoever's getting a raise out there. That'd be nice, right?
Yes. Money. Well, it's not always about the money, but yes, money raises are nice. For sure.
Very nice. Uh-huh.
Pay you in galactic higher dimensional coins.
Yeah, there you go. The new currency. But yes,
the new currency.
Periscopes for the week.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. That's just a little gist of what's going on for the week. But if you follow me on Facebook, the Blue Owl Intuitive, mm-hmm. I post lengthier ones for the week, for the signs. And then, of course, I'm always available to do, like, private readings for people also as well. So
yes.
Get more insight into that. As
I'm going to put the link in the description now because I didn't before. And I was like, I'll do it later. I'll put all the stuff there. So let's do it. Yeah, let me put someone on the call while we're doing this. We did. Let's do an 845. 845, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. My name is Maria. I call you from New York.
Are you asking about moving?
Excuse me?
Are you asking about moving to, do you want to move?
Yeah, is it possible? I was asking myself. The other side. You tell me what you want. You have something to tell me? You tell me.
Huh?
You say Hello? You are in a movie. You tell me.
Yeah. You're telling her that she's moving, Joe.
Oh, yes.
Where am I going to move? In Italy?
Oh,
that's
nice.
That's where I was hearing, but I keep hearing, when do you want to go?
I want to go like in the end of the August, the beginning of September.
That's okay. As long as you are you want to go, then that's where you're going to go.
Yes. Are you seeing me? I'm going to buy a house over there.
I don't know, Candace, what do you got?
If she's over there, buying property over there? I don't.
Yes.
You have family over there?
Yes.
She's staying with family first.
Really see it in at first. More like staying with people that you know at first before, I guess, buying property.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's not ready
for you yet. The property, like your own, like it's not ready. The villa for you is not ready yet.
Yes, you said the the house where I used to born when I was living there. They are for sale now. I can afford to buy it again.
Mm.
Right, because you don't, right, it's not, and maybe that's what I'm hearing is it's not ready for you. The finances aren't there for it yet, you know? I see you with family. That's why I was asking if you have family over there. So I see you moving in with family.
I see you staying with family first, and then they might be doing something with that. Or you might be staying with family in a new home.
Yeah.
Where
about in Italy?
Excuse me? Where are you staying right here?
Where in Italy?
Sicily. Province of Palermo, Sicily.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy Damon or Cifalo near the water.
I have family over in Diezma, Italy.
Where?
It's always been a dream. Diezma? It's right near Lucca, outside of Lucca.
No.
So
it's always
been a dream to go over there.
Are you see my daughter gonna find my friend over there over here?
Is your daughter gonna where?
My daughter gonna find the fiance over there over here.
I see her over here first.
Oh yeah? Because over there, once you have a guy, the name is Mark. I don't know if they're going to see him again, if they're going to meet again. Are you going to find over here? Because my daughter is going to come in with me over there, too. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye.
All right. And we have... We've made it to our caller of the night, which is area code 630. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Dion, and I'm in Wisconsin.
Dion in Wisconsin.
Hi, Dion.
How you doing?
Hi. No, I talked to you maybe like 6 months ago, I think it was.
You have a familiar voice, yeah. I like your voice. I'm hearing it, and I thought so from the past, but I wasn't sure what's new. I've been like, so I don't remember what we talked about, but it's like.
Well, I'm an author, and I'm working on a documentary about a celebrity who was murdered, and. It's really gory and dark. Yeah, it's like a lot of rabbit holes and controversy and, you know.
Oh, man.
I can't wait
to read the book.
It's like, I know. I never pictured myself doing this as a career, but honestly, it's the best job I ever had, you know? And, it's just so weird. Like, the things that I have found out about the world, I'm like, damn, I ate pizza today because I was like, this world is crazy. And so, like, I might as well just enjoy myself while I'm here a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, so, exactly. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Well, actually, okay, so I started out writing a book, but now I decided that I was going to change it over to a screenplay instead. And it's like three quarters of the way done. And I reached out to a couple of my friends in Hollywood who know the ropes and stuff like that. How fast do you think I'm, because my name is really getting out there. I obviously have a pseudo name for my career, because, you know, chasing down murderers, you don't really want to be you.
Can you share your pseudo name?
It's Stella Rose. I'm friends. Millennial Third Eye is on my Instagram.
Oh, how did I get there?
Because I've
you
known
say Stella
you for
Rose?
Years off of Stella Rose.
That sounds familiar.
Why does that sound familiar?
Well, there's a couple of authors that are Stella Rose, and I've written books before. This is my like first documentary, but on a celebrity. So, celebrity murder, I should say. I'm actually probably more involved in the case than I should be, but whatever. I can also get hit by a car. I mean, you're going to die somehow. I'm not looking to die. I'm just saying, like,
Are you writing a book about you dying?
No, well, I mean, it's not like that. It's just kind of like, actually, this has helped me out a lot because it helped me face a lot of fears, you know, of not being afraid of a lot of things, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just looking to find out, like, what do you feel as far as, like, my contract? Do you feel like it's, like, you know, 10 days away, 2 weeks away? Because I feel like it's close. But
you're talking about your hitman contract or
what?
You talk about your hitman contract or your book contract?
I just feel like they wouldn't even waste their time coming after me. You know what I mean? Like I think they knew what they were doing when they killed that man.
Damn.
Oh
wait, I've heard
man.
About. I remember
oh, wow.
this. I've heard you tell me about this before. Hold on.
I need
Let's
to like follow you and. Oh
yeah, you
goodness.
Can follow.
I can only
me. Yeah, I mean
that's
they so threatened me a little bit, and I've had to deal with the FBI and stuff, and
yeah.
It's almost like an everyday thing now, but I mean I just am not afraid. I don't feel like my life is in danger. I really don't.
That's good.
Not at this point. Maybe after the police arrest people, then maybe I will be. I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm afraid of anything, though.
That's good. Are you asking?
And you shouldn't be. When we speak the truth about something, we should not be afraid to speak the truth. The only people that are afraid, the ones that should be afraid, are on the opposite side of the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you shouldn't be afraid. I don't have a specific time frame in relevant to the cards that came up. However, the Chariot came up, and we are in the year of the Chariot. So, which is like just fast energy moving forward with things. So definitely this year, it could be 7 weeks from now or like maybe in July by that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I had to, cause you know, like the number seven, so like 7 weeks, I'm not feeling it real close. Like I'm not feeling it. But so it can be 7 weeks or maybe in the month of July that this would take place.
Okay. I mean, there's a court date in June, at the end of June.
Okay.
that is obviously okay. dependent. It depends a lot on the outcome. You know, it's just, I'm having fun with it in the meantime.
Yeah. I can imagine all the rabbit holes you've been down. That sounds amazing.
Oh,
I'm
my
already...
God. I had to go private on my Instagram, private on my Twitter. Facebook is still public. My YouTube is public, but all the comments are being held for review. So there's, like, no comments on my channel because, you know, obviously. And then that got people mad. So then they started making YouTube videos basically telling me off. And you should be so afraid right now. You don't even know who you're up against and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, I'm really becoming famous because they can't leave comments anywhere. So they're making videos.
Yeah. Yep. That's
and
how you know you made it, right?
I know, yeah. And just like, I sent you DMs. I'm like, my DMs are disabled. You didn't send me DMs. But part of me is like, I hope I'm not cutting myself off too much where, like, people who really are trying to get a hold of me can't get a hold of me. But I guess I'm just shopping for an agent who can run interference because it's about that time.
Yeah. Because of the nature of your – so this isn't like a fiction of any sort. This is like based on real events, right?
Oh, it really happened. I was the one that was
right.
the informant for the authorities, I call it, because it's more than just FBI. It's like the DEA and the sheriffs and things
right.
like that. And so I was the one that broke the case. So I have the most
okay.
evidence out of anybody. So, you know, when I first started documenting it, I didn't realize it was going to turn into what it's turned into, but which is really interesting. But, you know, I'm still going to move forward, and I know it's going to be successful and detrimental to my career, kind of like my breakout role, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This will put you on the, like, the map. People will know who you are after this book, because I feel like, not that there, I guess, a certain amount of what you would consider controversy around the book, like, after it comes out, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to, like, put words to what I'm feeling, which is kind of, I'm trying to be delicate because even though, you know, you shouldn't, you know, don't have fear, don't be afraid, you don't want to bring attention from the wrong kind of people either, you know what I mean? But, like, there will be some sort of controversy surrounding the book.
Yeah.
No, she's prepared for that. You can't tell?
Well, she sounds prepared. She's very, she's definitely got a lot of fire energy in her.
I just feel like they're very low level, like, they're like the dumb criminals. You know what I'm saying? Like, they think they're so smart, and they think that, like,
oh, yeah.
But they're really, like, the dumb criminals.
Yeah.
I can't even believe that they think
published.
That they're going to get away with it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I've already drawn in the wrong crowd, but at the same time, it's kind of like I know how to keep myself safe, but when it's your time.
Good.
I'm not going to just not speak up or not do anything with my life because of low-level energies. I'm not going to feed the trolls.
Right. I mean, good. Yeah, live. Live, you know what I mean? Like you said, you can die at any moment, so you live it to the fullest, you know? For sure.
Yeah.
Speak your truth.
But yeah. I don't know. It's weird. The situation is going to get a little weird at times.
Yeah.
Where you might even question when it comes time to put it out there? Because I don't see this happening. I don't feel this happening soon, this year, but not like immediately. But you might begin to, as that time approaches, kind of second guess yourself. Don't. I wouldn't. You know, do the right thing. Do what you feel is the right thing. But it will bring more. There's more to come after that book, so to speak.
More to come as far as work or controversy?
There's definitely going to be controversy. Not really, I wouldn't want to say on another level, but more. More of the same. Like, the controversy you're getting now, it's just, like, multiplied. More of the same, more hate that you're going to get from it.
Oh, definitely I'm going to get more hate. I'm taking down, like, really, I'm exposing corruption for, like, really large companies.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I may never be able to go to Disney World again.
No, good thing you have a pseudonym. Yeah, just good thing for the pseudonym, because that's going to save you a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, because most people are...
It's going to be a whirlwind. It's going to be a whirlwind.
You mean my life?
After the... Mm-hmm. Yes. After the book is released, yes.
Hey, go make sure you can get your groceries delivered to your house and get security.
Yeah, I would start doing that now.
I actually thought about that tonight. That is so weird. I thought about that tonight. I'm like, I'm going to have to get my groceries. I have had it done, like, a couple of times, but I literally thought about that. I was like, man, this is going to have to be, like, I'm just going to be inner. I'm not going to be able to go to the store anymore.
Yep.
Well, maybe got to dip out for a couple months or so. See how it goes.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was looking for places with doormats.
Oh, goodness.
I'm like, you know what? I'll show them. I'm just going to keep blocking them every which way. You know, like, now I have a VPN so they can't track my IP. It's actually
good,
kind of fun.
That's cool.
It's kind of fun. Yeah. I'm learning a lot.
It's fun now.
Now, do you know, like, they're, I'm just curious, like, do you know that they're trying and you're like, oh, bam, VPN, like, is it like a chess game?
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Okay. Hmm. Sounds
but
interesting.
It's like, I do have those, I have those thoughts, like, okay, I haven't even gotten paid yet for this project, so, like, has it been worth it? You know, like, I'm an informant, but they're not paying for me to, like, give any information or anything like that. So those questions already have come to my mind, but it's like I get so much information to put back out there. It's like I know for sure that this is my life path. I've never been so sure of anything in my life. It just comes way too easy for me.
Is this like, I'm just, like, we're doing a spiritual soul awakening episode we're talking about. So anyways, is this like a thing after the thing? Like, you're going to do more of the same thing?
I probably would do another case like this for sure.
Hmm.
It's the same. It's like the same story. It's almost like, you know how Disney has the story of, like, the Little Mermaid, but it's really Cinderella and it's really Snow White. They just changed the background, you know, like it's sort of like that.
Yeah,
yeah. These murders take place. It's the same thing, but, like, that was the rock and roll sector, and this, you know what I mean? So, like, it's just different sectors.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
There's quite a few of those unexplained deaths occur in Hollywood.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's all the same. It's just the same thing. The artists make the money, and then they don't ever get paid, and then they complain about not getting paid, and then they get killed. And they always die in the bathroom. They always are in the bathroom.
Interesting.
But yours is about the car accident, though, right?
It's not about a car. Oh, Diana was killed in a car accident. Maybe that's the next one. That, like, maybe the next person will die in a car accident. Is that maybe that's what you're picking up?
I don't know. I have no idea. I honestly thought it was about Paul Walker for a second.
Oh, I just thought about that too when you said that. Weird. You're probably because you were thinking about it. All right.
I thought it was about Paul Walker for a minute.
I will DM Joe later and tell him who it is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you got to spill the tea to me on that one, Joe.
Do I need a VPN?
I know
do
how
I
to get
some...
a hold of you. No, no. No, but the only way I talk to people is over email. I don't respond to DMs unless I know who it is.
Mm, okay.
You know? But you should have VPNs on your phone. It's not safe. Like, it's literally your DNA for your computer. It's your phone DNA being left everywhere. You know, like, they can trace it back to you being at Walmart, you know, 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
Someone probably put me there, too. I'm at home. They probably put me at Walmart. I'm like, shit.
Tanya, I didn't realize, like, how your phone leaves your internet imprint everywhere. It's literally your fingerprints are everywhere with your iPhone.
Yeah. At this point, I'll be like, yep, I did. That was me. I looked it up. Anyways, all right, we got to wrap this up, but thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And send me the...
Yeah, thank you.
I'll call you again. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, everyone. Thank you for...
It's been a fun night.
Yes, it has. And I'm grateful for the turnout and everyone joining. This is the Millennial's Third Eye. And Candace, thank you for another great episode. And we'll do more this week. Look out for it. What do you got coming out this week? Anything?
What do I got coming out this week? My usual tarot card readings on Facebook pretty much, but nothing big.
Okay. That's some cool stuff. I love it. Keep doing you.
Well, I have a lot going on at home. So the more I got going on at home, the less I can time I have to put into other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, Candace. Have a good night. And everyone join.
It was fun.
Let's go. Bye. All right.
Bye, guys.
Even though you will experience some setbacks, it goes with the territory. You must understand that. I remember I was playing a game with my 9-year-old son, John Leslie, and I beat him 10 straight games in a game called Connect Four. Now Leslie said, no, you can't go now, Dad. I said, why? He said, it's not over until I win. That was his attitude. What if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through? What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dreams, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. By Jack. Very humble beginnings. I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how far-fetched it might appear to be. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But here's what I know. That dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. Let's say that together, please. It's possible. See, sometimes we can't say, I can do that. But what we can say, that it's possible that I can have my dream. As we run toward it, as we work on it day in and day out, no one, ladies and gentlemen, could have convinced me when I started out just over 6 years ago working on my dream. And I want you to think about whatever your dream is, because I was willing to take a chance. And most people won't do that. Most of the people that you talk to try and bring them into the business, these are not risk takers. Most people have done all that they're ever going to do. They raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning. And here's what I will share with you, that in the process of working on your dreams, what you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you can ever begin to